And now I am joined in studio by Bird Monster. How's it going, guys?
Oh, it's going great. Thanks for having us in.
Great to have you in. Can you introduce yourselves to everybody who can't see you?
I'm Justin. I'm playing the mandolin and the banjo today.
Excellent.
I'm Pete, and I'm playing guitar and singing.
Very good.
I'm David. I'm playing guitar.
I'm Zach. I'm playing two drums.
Excellent. Two drums. And Zach was telling us earlier, I have to share with the listening audience because I thought this was very interesting, that on the first track of your new album, From the Mountain to the Sea, the first time Zach heard it was when you were in studio recording the song My Love for You. And that's pretty impressive, I think, that that's the take you ended up using, because it sounds great. I wouldn't have guessed that your drummer hadn't heard the song before.
That's why it's great.
Yeah, I mean, that was the whole thing with the recording session. We tended to gravitate towards the takes that kind of sounded the freshest and where we're really... kind of forces you to actually listen to each other instead of being like, I have this part that I want to play and communicate and I got to do this part. You know, when you keep a few things loose, it allows you just to play off each other, which is, you know, all about chemistry. And that's why, you know, that's why we love playing music with each other.
Well, it sounds like a very organic album. So I guess it's organic chemistry. Actually.
There you go. That's good. I like that.
Jokes for the public radio audience.
Covalent bond joke.
I think that's a bit beyond my ken, actually. But they are playing with the aptly named Bird Lips tonight at the Gravity Lounge here in Charlottesville. And again, Bird Monster's new CD is called From the Mountain to the Sea. And I was wondering if you could play a track from it for us.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna do Born to Be Your Man.
Excellent.
Ready, boys?
Was Bird Monster on WNRN with the insanely catchy Born to Be Your Man. First single. Is it the first single from... it is, isn't
as
it?
As much as a single is going to be a single.
Well, because I know you shot a video for Iditarod, which is another favorite of mine from the album, and I wasn't sure. It seems that predates a video for this one.
We're putting out a video for Born to Be Your Man. We actually just finished shooting it in Seattle a couple weeks ago. And the Iditarod video was something we did with a friend of ours, which is a bunch of stills that he took. I mean, thousands of pictures that we strung together to be a music video. So, I think Born to Be Your Man is the first single.
Yes. Cool. Well, I'm surprised that the video for Iditarod, I didn't realize those were actually stills. It kind of has that feel, but I thought maybe they took video and messed
right.
with it.
And did the opposite, yeah.
Well, it's a great look for a song called Iditarod, because it feels like you're racing through the video.
Exactly.
In black and white, so kind of snowy, and yeah. how did you guys get together? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I moved out to California about 5 years ago from Rhode Island, and it seemed like the appropriate thing to do.
Form a band?
You know, just go move to California when you hit like 24, 23 or whatever. And I met Justin, and we started just kind of jamming a little bit, and it worked out great. And he knew these guys. He knew Zach from college and Dave from growing up, and we all got together, and it was just like, you know, it was great for me just to be able to play with other musicians and kind of get to take it out of the living room, you know, and these guys are all so great. So,
is it a first band for all of you, or...?
First, I think real band. I think we'd all kind of fooled
done the high
around.
School thing.
It's sort of like dating, you know, like trying to find a band.
Is this your first real relationship?
Yeah, it's our first long term relationship, okay. which is going great.
Very good.
Dave and I had a heavy metal relationship in high school.
That must have been fun.
It was short lived. It was very passionate. So
did you play the mandolin for the heavy metal band?
No. System of a Hoedown. That's one of my other bands. I was playing bass when we were a super metal band, super metal two piece.
Well, it's nice. It's nice to have a mandolin in studio. We were talking earlier about how Ann Williams often has mandolins in the morning, but I don't get to see that many in the afternoon. So it's a nice flavor that we could use a little bit more of. Now, this is your second album. Is that right?
That's correct.
And the first one you did as an unsigned band, and so now you're on the Fader label, which pretty indie. How's that working out for you?
That's great. It really gives us a chance to kind of just worry about the music and kind of. You know, if we want to, you know, we kind of had this idea for this producer for this record, Tom Schick, and it was the kind of thing where normally, you know, as a band, you feel like a little intimidated just calling people out of the blue, and so, you know, their resources really helped make the record happen, so.
Because he's worked with some pretty prominent artists, right?
Yeah, he's worked with, he actually did that Carnology
record. Oh, he's done the new one? Oh, excellent. So we'll be hearing more from him soon.
Yeah, he's great, but,
Well, that's pretty good company to be in.
Yeah, for sure.
Would you like to share another song with us from the album?
Sure.
Excellent.
Let's do that, I might guess.
I might return to you, you said. I could have seen this coming. I might return to you, I guess. But you got me climbing the walls. I never meant those things I said. I'm sorry, honey. I will return the things I stole from your heart. Now climbing the wall, I might have guessed. I might be blessed. You're falling apart. Your heart gone black. I might be blessed. You're breaking my heart. All of the things after time we let go, they just kept on coming. Till onto our backs we took a heavy load, and the seas once dry will now rise. Fortunes hang in the balance tonight, with the jewels that shuffle your eyes. One last chance now to make it right. Consider the odds we made out just fine. I might have guessed. I might be blessed, you're falling apart. Your heart gone black. I might be blessed, you're breaking my heart. I might have guessed. be blessed, your soul be no more. Your heart gone black. I might be blessed, your breaking my heart.
Bird Monster on WNRN. That's the closing track on your album, is that right?
That's right.
It's a nice coda, actually, I think, to Born to Be Your Man. It seems to almost be, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like the yin and yang.
Yeah, yeah. Like that. That's what I was looking for. Thank you. It's 2:40. I'm Rhonda Cholock. And then we have Bird Monster in studio. The Bird Monster is playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge here in Charlottesville. Bird Lips is opening up for them. And it reminds me that I did my homework on you guys. I was reading up on you online and everything. And we're going to get to your blog, which is about the most interesting thing I've encountered in a while. But I didn't see any answers to where your name comes from. Why Bird Monster? It was a bit of a discussion when I was first being introduced to you by your promoter. Bird Monster is the band. It's like, really? Okay.
It's an age-old debate, the origins of the Bird Monster. Really, I think it was just something that sounded kind of cool and stupid.
Cool and stupid. Like, that's what we aim for.
Like not overly thought out, but maybe something that everyone can kind of think of their own thing. I've gotten everything from did you name your band after Big Bird to B sci-fi movies.
Well, that's what I was wondering, if there was actually a bird monster that inspired the name in some B movie.
There might be, but I don't want to take any of the mystique out of it.
True,
it's kind of a subtle image.
I was wondering.
So I want everybody to kind of decide for themselves.
So has anyone ever attempted a visual rendering of the bird monster, or for the same reason you don't want to go there, you want to leave everyone's
I want people to render it.
Okay.
I'm all for rendering, and please email us your render.
And rendering of the bird monster.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what bird lips would look like either, but I think we could have a great joint poster for this show.
Yeah.
Someone should work on that. Matt Palmer, local talented artist who does rock posters for the concerts in town, I think could do something great with Bird Monster and Bird Lips.
Yeah, let's get him on the phone this afternoon. I don't have much time.
Well, I think everyone should look up your blog, if nothing else, because they should go to the show tonight at the Gravity Lounge. But also, I noticed that Paste is featuring your blog, which is, I guess, something of an honor. And I'm wondering if you've gotten a lot of feedback since then, or
give it to. I'm gonna get Blogmaster, which is Justin.
Sorry, I'm all the banging of the microphone. You can all blame me for. Pace contacted us. They actually contacted our management, and it's just nice to get some new people reading it instead of our friends and old family and the people who have been reading for a while. And it just started out as a way to keep people updated when we were recording our first album, and then sort of.
Oh, so you've been at it for a while then.
Yeah, it just sort of got to be kind of addicting and kind of fun. And, and when I was working a 9-to-5 at a customer service place, it was a good way to ease into the day nice and slow, with
a
2-hour blog
post.
Get about, it was good for me.
It's a great way to spend the 9-to-5 job,
exactly,
is blogging
exactly.
For your friends.
Just not working, exactly.
So do you do all the writing for it, Justin, or
yeah.
Do you all share in that? Oh, no, okay.
Yeah, I do that one.
Well, you're a very humorous and talented writer,
Thank you, appreciate it.
Great turns of phrase and some blue subject matter that I guess we can't really get into
on the
radio.
Yeah, we usually try and keep it more like PG to PG-13, but we had to a couple more R-rated days.
The private lives of truckers is...
Yeah. Well, just truckers can kind of be disturbing sometimes. We love them, but sometimes we fear them as well.
Well, I liked it that you were talking about picking up the secret language of the road. Since you're on tour and you've been observing how truckers kind of signal each other with their headlights and everything,
yeah,
and picking
really,
that up.
It makes me feel so happy when they give you the hazards back, when you gave them the brights to pass. You're like, I'm one of the club now. I'm a cool kid.
Just sort of seedy veteran of the road.
Exactly.
Can we hear one more song from the new album, From the Mountain to the Sea?
Of course. Sure.
Excellent.
Is it the only one? Is that the cool?
Only one.
Right. When you and I were young, man, we could run through the field under the sun. I was young and you were the only one behind that stone wall. We couldn't go at all. Copperheads been nesting in their den. Get bit by one of those things and you could end up dead. Your papa, he would call us in off your front lawn. When the weather wanes, he's calling us to come. I was young and you were the only one. I wrote you a letter once. I mailed it to Michigan. That was the last I heard of you. And ever since, the mailbox got knocked off. Goddamn those rotten kids. Did I speak for you? Did I invent you too? You have the look of my new girl's face. I was young, I could have made some mistakes. And lately, you know it seems the memories, they're just dreams. And the flowers your pick turned out, they were weed, yellow buttercups and dandelion weed. You and I were young, man, we could run. But there was the only truth. Could have been anyone, just so happened that it was you. This time, indeed, for what it's gonna see, eventually, we'll turn back, east our backs against the setting sun. I was young, and you were the only one.
Bird Monster on WNRN. That was the only one from their most recent album, From the Mountain to the Sea. That sounded great, guys, and it's great to have you in.
Thanks so much.
How much longer are you touring? What stage are you at?
We're at the very beginning.
You're at the very beginning. Because you sound so wizened and, the road, you know. I know you've toured before, but it sounds like you've been out there for months.
Yeah, we've had a couple days to get into it, and we're feeling good, and we got like 6 or 7 more weeks. So,
To put it in perspective, we've had 2 shows, and we've driven 3,200 miles.
Oh, so that's why you feel wild. Yeah, that's true.
We haven't really been making money on the road.
Or playing as much,
just
more the driving.
Hanging out and reading books in the van.
1,000 miles per show, it's like it's a cost-effective way to do it.
Well, I wish I could recommend a place in Charlottesville like Bump and Grind in Denver, which you mentioned on your blog as well, which a friend drove me past this summer. I didn't get to stop in, but they pointed it out and talked about what an insane place it was. So I thought I got a kick out of your blog entry on that as well.
That place was great. Anybody who's in Denver on the weekend needs to go there for brunch. And they will leave smiling.
We don't have any cross-dressing brunch places here in Charlottesville, but we're working on it. Nice. Well, thanks for coming in, guys. The show is tonight at the Gravity Lounge. Bird Monster opening up is Bird Lips. The new CD is From the Mountain to the Sea. It's great to have you guys in, and I think I'm going to play us out here with a track from the album. Let's listen to the Iditarod.
Do it.
Sure. Cool. Great. And here is Bird Monster on WNRN.